other option, coffee and tea is not. Sometimes you have to do it. Now, I went to the show yesterday. I've got a cup of it. Very good. You want to know? I said to you, the big problem with whiskey for some people. I mean, I give a shit somewhere where there's whiskey. You can see they drip by the gallons of whiskey there. So some people got no problem. But a whiskey jar, a whiskey bottle. Mr. Brewer says the problem because you need to have a Revias of whatever it is. How much is that? A Revias. Let's go with the smaller share. Yeah? It's the Revias of the smaller share. Mm-hmm. Not what you can see?
Yeah, smaller share, yeah. I can see, yeah. I can see what you're doing.
Now, if you try to spin that into a cup, that's the cup here.
That's the Revias.
This is the Revias according to Reimnor. Now, if you pour it into a plastic cup, this is what you're cooking. You have to have this in your cup. That is the reason. You have to drink half of this. Let's just work this out. If we've got roughly, I can't work it out exactly. Oh, that's what I said yesterday. Yes, quite right. Let's just work out about half roughly.
You dilute it with ice.
Not water.
No, they pour it
with wine and with it.
It's having whiskey instead of wine.
This is wine. It's whiskey or wine?
Whatever you have, you have to have a Revias.
Oh.
Whatever you're having, you have to have a Revias. That's what we start here. If you want to have a Royal Revias, that's what comes out in here. Royal Revias about this.
That's what
you have to drink. This is what you have to drink. Actually, it's quite right. Mr. Brewer holds whatever you drink you have to have a cup must hold the Revias, and you have to drink a more lukewarm, which is Royal Revias. That's what Mr. Brewer holds.
Now, pour that into one of the little tiny glasses. I forgot to bring the glasses.
I left it at home. That is, you're quite right with what he said, but he's right that the mice have to drink just this amount of more lukewarm. Is problematic because you've got yourself a sophie broch achron. Because you have to have a Revias for broch achron. So really, what you
need to have... This is a small one.
This is what you need for broch achron. You need to have this. What's this? What size is this?
A smaller kind of.
Smaller size.
So what do you want me to work out for this?
I want to see if you're from that. You have to have a Revias and drink Royal Revias. You can't pick cups in Royal Revias.
It's not good enough.
It's a little, it's not good enough.
Exactly. This cup comes up here. There's nowhere near the shit.
Yeah, but
he said, Lachir is yesterday from the Taz.
Yeah.
The Taz says that when you're drinking, Mr. Wood doesn't hold this, but the Taz holds that when you drink whiskey, since most people don't drink so much, the Taz holds that this L'chaim Glazel is already enough to be Yotza, Kiddush, Havdalah, and others go to bring a broch achron on this. It's a chiddush, I must tell you, the Mishnah will disagree.
Then you have to drink the whole cup.
You have to drink the whole of this. So if you go to the chiddush, and someone makes chiddush on Shabbos morning, and he has a little bit of whiskey at the top here, he makes shakar near the bori, drips a sip, and he puts it down, and the chiddush feels good. Call them one.
I was actually going to ask you because I knew.
Sorry?
I was actually going to ask that because very often you see people.
Yeah, I said, I think it's a big problem, is what they're doing. To drink just a mashu, the very common thing is people drink a sip, put it down. That is a problem. So again, a Revias is quite a lot. Royal Revias is not so much, I mean, you can drink it. It's capable to drink. That is the sheer what you need. That's what we spoke about yesterday. What else did we speak about yesterday? Havdalah. A little bit of whiskey. Yeah, Revias. Problematic. Yeah, we said yesterday that if a cup holds more than Revias, which is very often, a normal cup often holds more than Revias, then you can share out the rest of the wine to other people. The whole problem is Mr. Brewer says that you should drink the whole cup. It's only when you've got a Revias. Exactly. Mishnah Brewer says the minhag is not to give out the wine on Havdalah night, because since you need to drink with the pasuk, you need to make a brocha achrona, so you need to have the whole Revias. So therefore, you shouldn't share it out. If lemaisa, you've got a big cup, then there's no wrong giving out the wine to anyone else at the table or whatever it is. Yeah, it's only a problem if you haven't got enough. If you've got enough, you've got a Revias, you're drinking your Revias, then there's no problem. You can make a brocha achrona and you just have to hold that kind of problem. Is that? The whole thing could be. Well, I'm saying sharing out is also a chibur mitzvah. Everyone wants their particular mitzvah. It's also nice.
Yeah, you can pre-pour.
Ah, okay. Another interesting thing we didn't speak about yesterday, I wanted to mention, was a person must eat before Havdalah. Very interesting halacha is, the person's not allowed to eat before Havdalah.
Why?
Oh, so the question why? The question is why, because when you do a mitzvah, there's a big question why actually, why can't you do this? Pasha, before you do a mitzvah, You're not meant to eat. Now, the question is that, if that's true, if you have a shoyin, that shouldn't be a problem. But it doesn't look like it helps. In fact, Mishnah Berurah is very, very machmir with this halach, actually. He says already from sunset, shkia is already a sofet yom, sofet laila. Sunset might already be night. And therefore, from sunset, one should not really eat or drink from that time onwards. Mishnah Berurah here, where's that?
Let's see
your sugar. If you're in the middle of a meal and you carry on right until after lachis, yeah? But we're talking about, let's say someone's not sure this yet. Let's say someone wants to have it, let's say, our time of shkia. What time is shkia this week, do you know? Sunset, what time was shkia?
5 to 4.
So at 4:15, a person wants to have a drink on Shabbos afternoon, the Chayko and Mishmur should play it. Mishmur writes like this, Rei Stati Vav, Stati Tessim Alev. Rei Stati Tessim Alev. Also Lecha Shum, Lisha Shum Yayin, Mashkin Chutz Mamayim, Mishmur Tech Shach, Ad Shiyatim. When it gets dark, says the Mishmur. After the Sobek HaShikha, even when it's been Ashmoshes, therefore, it's already a problem from that time. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in Lo Achim Kodom, however, someone's not shot shoes yet. Let's say, well, Moshe said 5 to 4 is here. At 4 o'clock, he looks at his clothes, I can't believe I forgot to have shot shoes.
Why?
He forgot, he was busy. He was busy in the afternoon, he forgot to have shot shoes. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in such a case there, that in Achim Kodom, if you didn't eat before in the shoes, but Vadrait Sorry Lechel Achashkir, you can still eat after the beginning of sunset. Now, Philip Shachiz and Mutoy Lechel Ishtas Gamke Eim Hachme. Now, similarly, if someone's very thirsty, not new Shachir, so he's very hungry, you can have something to eat. Add Chatzi Shokr to this
coven. You can wash till then.
He says you could wash till then, half an hour.
Is that half?
That means if Nacht is, let's say now, 5 to 5, according to Mr. Brewer, from 4:25, you've had it. You can't do anything.
That's not
so
money.
That's not
Toshi Shabbos. Oh, that's probably with Toshi Shabbos.
We're
without Toshi Shabbos. Right?
Nah,
I must say, though, the Master, don't make it like this, yeah? The Master actually shows that went after 4:25. So there are other shizzes which do hold that you can carry on. If one hasn't had Shabbos shizzes, one can carry on eating still later.
Have you washed?
No, you haven't washed. 4:20 to 5, someone really has not Shabbos shizzes yet. So then the Mishnah Berurah holds finished, you can't have anymore. Yeah. Others are a bit more meichel. They hold till near Tzitzichon, my person has Shabbos Shuddah.
But then only if you wash it, you also have just a cup of drink.
No, a cup of drink's not. This is for Shabbos Shuddah.
People don't realise that. They'll walk into a shul and they'll sit down, everybody's washing, everyone's having Shabbos Shuddah. They decide not to wash, they think it's convenient. It's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, it shouldn't be easy, but so it depends what time it is. If it's very late, it's after sunset.
No, everybody sits down and they wash for Shabbos Shuddah.
What time is it? What time are you talking about?
I'm talking about like before,
after Shkia.
Yeah.
Minchas an hour
before
Shabbos.
And you start eating
there. Everybody sits down, and most people who wash, people say, oh, I'm going to wash. Yeah. A lot of it's okay. It's a problem.
That's not so simple. That's not being your mitzvah shot of shit. Tell us, Mr. Brewer's makel for someone who's thirsty or hungry to eat. He can make it till half an hour before lunch, which is quite right, so it doesn't mean a nachal on Tosha Shabbos. It's a nachal of the night. Yeah. That means Tosha Shabbos wash might be 5:05, but nachal is 5 to 5. They don't marry 5 to 5 that week.
If he started just not washing, just drinking 4:20, well in time.
No.
Can he continue?
It has to be a sudha. You have to have start a sudha before this period of time.
What?
Once you start, yeah. I don't know if you have to have a kazai, but once you start.
Let's say, you'll have your Shabbos as a king.
Just cake.
Yeah, just cake. That's your Shabbos Shuddah. Yeah. So let's say you're having it. Let's say 10 minutes after Shkia. So you had your kazayis, but then 10 minutes later you decide you want another kazayis. Is that a continuation of your first
day? Yeah, here. Yeah, he's talking about cake.
Is that considered?
I'm not sure that. I think quite don't
think. You're supposed to wash.
Yeah, he's supposed to wash. He's supposed to come wash. He's full out.
He's
cut
off time.
No, he started at 4:45. No, you can't have this kulov going into the half an hour period unless it's bread. It's only if it's a meal that you start and carry on.
You're already in
Alamechia,
so you just continue.
Yeah, I don't think there's a rabbi, I'll tell you that. I don't know if that'll help me. I'm not sure if that's going to help me. I don't think so. I hear what you're saying. Even though you're using it for sugars, by doing it's a meal, it has to be a meal that started.
You better off then wash.
Yeah,
you know, it's not
what I'm saying. For you, let's say now you finish your lunch, now it's 2:30, let's say 3 o'clock, yeah? So then,
it's right, it's
hard. You're not
going to want
to eat it.
When you get up, it's
early.
No, let's say in a case where you're having it just before Shkia. You can't continue. Yes, what you wash before Shkia? No, with cake. This case with the cake. That's what I'm asking you. I don't know. I think that's the problem. I'm, plus, I think, let's say 4:20 Shkia, at 4:15 you have a piece of cake with sugars, and now 4:30 you want to have another piece of cake. I don't know, I don't know, that's a portion. It's not a meal. The meal can extend, but sometimes it's not a meal.
That goes with you.
What?
That cake.
Yeah, half an hour. So it's not worse than the other. That's half an hour for an hour. I mean, again, ideally, one should be having his, really, what a person should be doing is you should be having his sugars with Mr. Brewer before Shia. If he didn't manage before Shkia, he's allowed to have it later. According to many other poskim, many poskim are mako to have shalosh shuras after, even after, yeah, within Reinit and Nacht.
I think we should hold that Shkia, you could wait 10 minutes after
Shkia. Yeah? That I don't know. Because you can see how he puts it down,
it's Sobek
HaShekha.
He
says you should stop, it's a Sobek HaShekha. You shouldn't have a meal of Sobek HaShekha, that's Beinash
Moshes. What do you mean Beinash
Moshes? You have to stop, you can't carry on, you really have to stop. As soon as that.
Yeah.
So that's the halacha of Havdalah. Can't make it even after this time. Okay, let's just start the next one to carry on this whole topic. Let's start very interesting about the Indian of hearing a brach from someone else. There's halacha, that's possible. Many times we should come off this and we use it many times. There's halacha called Shemeh Koida. If you're listening to a person who's making a bracha and you want to be answered with them, so the halacha is Shemeh Koida. If you listen, if you're hearing, you're listening. And he's saying the bracha could be yotzei with bracha. The two conditions are, we said many times already, he has to have in mind to be motzi you, and you have to have in mind to be yotzei.
He has to
eat
first.
Ah,
first.
Yeah, that's not allowed. Shouldn't really eat first. That means, what does that mean? That means, for example, if I go past, let's say, if I'm next to my let's say my neighbor's making kiddush on Friday night, nice and loud, and I say he's making kiddush, no, so I'd be happy to listen to his kiddush. I can't be hit with this kiddush. He doesn't have in mind to be motzim, he doesn't know I'm listening. Yeah. Therefore, I can't hear him. Who I did, let's say for example, that is the shemeah, the person who's making the brocha has to have in mind. Who I did, let's say I'm in shul, and I hear kiddush in shul on Friday night. Or let's say Abdullah, make Abdullah. Let's say I hear Abdullah on Friday, Motzei Shabbos in shul. I intend to make it home. When I come home, my wife tells me she's heard Abdullah already. So I said, no, well, I don't need to make Havdalah. I've heard Havdalah in Shul, I don't need to make Havdalah home. That's no good either. Because when I heard Havdalah in Shul, I didn't intend to listen to be Yotza. So you need to have both people listening, and the listener and the sayer.
If you did have in mind to be Yotza in Shul, just in case, and you get home, you have to make your wine.
That's a good question. I don't know what you mean by that. If you make it tonight, you have to look.
It's not tonight. That's to be Yotza. Why not?
You want to be Yotza.
Yeah, but I still intend to make it work for my wife at home. And if she says to me, oh, I've made it ready, it's fine. If she hasn't made it ready, can I make it again?
I'm not sure what your case is. Have you made a condition that you...
No condition.
So what do you say? What do you think to yourself?
Nothing. I'm just having yotzer.
You want to be yotzer?
Yeah.
And once you've been yotzer...
Can I make it with my wife?
That's a big shaila, because it could be the remorse that you shouldn't make up dollar for your wife, because she's a sovereign where she needs up dollar. So it's better, if you've already been yotzer the mitzvah, to solve it where the Arabs works for her, so it's better she makes herself.
Why Harvey?
Yeah, if the man's already made Havdalah, the man's already heard Havdalah, someone's in shul, and he thinks his wife is got to a share brothers, whatever, she's going to hear Havdalah share brothers. So the man's in shul, he hears Havdalah in shul, he says, right, let's see, what's the point, we're going to make it home. He comes over his wife and says, you know, I can't believe it, the share brothers didn't make Havdalah. He's in stuck. He can't make Havdalah with his wife now.
Why?
Why is it any different when you're saying in davening and then you come home?
Because my friend, when you make it in davening, Chazal made it a Takonos Chazal. You have to do it in davening and at home.
Okay, but you said
that's often in davening. But Chazal's Takonos, you have to be mabdin in davening, and you have to be mabdin on a kos. That was Chazal's Takonos. Once you've been mabdin on davening, and you've been mabdin on a kos, and you want to make for your wife, that's much work, because a wife might be mechuyev, she might not be obligated to have dollar.
It happens, yeah.
Of course it happens.
You hear Shabbos, you hear Kaptolah, you go home, Well, your daughter, you
know what I'm saying? Do you know your eating channels?
She's an after.
Go home. My daughter says, oh, wasn't that happening here?
Well, I'm just trying to find out where it is.
But haven't you already heard of Dolophin?
Well, she wasn't listening, she didn't listen. Well, I just can't, let's see, I have to find out what the halach is. That's interesting, because the whole Shabbat Noshi, well, they're Noshi no Machul, Abdullah, yeah?
Why?
Because it's Shabbat when it's part of Shabbat, it's not part of Shabbat. So, Noshi Machul, Abdullah, you know, shouldn't there be?
Why?
The woman shouldn't make Abdullah herself, because she should have someone else. That's the Mishnah Brewer over here.
Yeah.
I feel the Mishnah Hibdul Kibar, oh, so we saw this last time. If the man has really been yotz Abdullah for himself, or they had in mind to be yotz in shul, they should not come home and be mavpil for women in any shom zechorim gedolim, unless there are others zechorim in the house, and you want to make to them. Or katan
yishrim. Yeah, if you've got a son in the house, or
you've got what?
Why shouldn't he make
up son? He's talking about even Katanim over here.
Oh, Katanim.
Even young children. He says even for Katanim, he shouldn't make up dollar to emotional women in Ainshom Sakhari Gadol. There are no older ones there. Oh, Katanim. Or young ones, show many. There are Yesh Cholkin, because according to the Yesh Cholkin, who that woman who broke out of a so he shouldn't be making for her. If she wants to make herself, that's a different story. But for you to emotionally her, that's a bit of a problem. And then we said, this is what we came to last time, the Mishnah Brewer says,
no,
here they say what's going on wrong.
Did she make an older brother?
Why older brother?
The daughter make the older brother.
So why should we have
the older brother?
It's also not so good.
Why not?
I mean, she could, but it's not ideal because she might be Mechoyle, it's better the older brother makes.
Yeah. Why
the older brother? Well, the Chaim Sefer, he writes over here, Sefer Bechay Yosef, we can't possibly see the Kabbalah. The Sefer Zechariah Abram brings that some say that a man can be Moitzi his wife even if he's already been Yotzer.
That's
what he says. Says the Mishnah Brewer, we were like this last time, we called Mokhan, Lama Lana Lahach, and this Atzma Bechasha Sofi, why should we get ourselves involved in the doubt? Then in Brochach, we need to call after the bathroom, she should make it herself, get avoid all the problems.
What's
so we were Madai last time, she doesn't want to make the Moshe, she's a very fussy, she doesn't want to make her daughter.
Well, what's the difference if she's not here? She's well as making.
Yeah, but for her to Mitzvah Sisters Mangrom, it's not worse than Mitzvah Sisters Mangrom. Mm-hmm. So she's. Looking at Machai, she's not Machoyu.
That's
saying Mangrom is. Arabs won't help for that, there's no Arabs if someone's not Machoyu. Here you want to be Mitzvah as Arabs, you already been Yotzer, you want to be Mitzvah as Arabs, that's Arabs, there's no Arabs who are going to be Yotzer, so Mitzvah's got a bit of a problem. Besides saying a dibo of Abdullah, you have to make Abdullah like this.
Why does this opinion hold that you can be waiting? And
I'm
talking about what?
I suppose he's going with most for sure hold that woman is chayim Abdullah. I suppose he's going with that shitter.
But then that's what you're saying is Mitzvah Sadojo is Mankram.
No, they hold, the other Rishonim hold, that just like she's Mechoyev in Kiddush, so she's Mechoyev in Abdullah as well. It's the same thing, it's a Chiyuv, it's not a Mitzvah Seder Mangrom, it's the same Chiyuv as Shabbos.
And Shabbos
Zan. That's the Shai, that's the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim, since it's Shabbos Zan, it's a weekday, it's not new with Shabbos anymore.
Yeah.
But the first Shita holds, that's connected to Shabbos.
That she needed to eat.
No, the other Shita holds, that's just like the Mitzvah, we said this last time, the Mitzvah Zochre El Yayin, to remember Shabbos when it comes in, there's a Mitzvah Beit Tziyosah to remember wine. So it goes together. Many of the most of Shoyim actually hold like this, actually, that the woman's Achina Abdullah. He's just saying there's one Shita which holds their potter, the mother's a Shita which holds the potter, then why get yourself a problem? Better she makes herself. But we said, if your tuck is stuck, and she doesn't want to make herself, what's happened? I've got someone comes to me and says, she doesn't want to make herself, she won't do herself.
Yeah, then you can.
I'm saying, but the Arab, I'm saying, it's not ideal.
Did you hear that?
Okay, wait a second. Simple. All right.